my doctor doesn't like me. I saw her last week. She goes, Katie, how much marijuana do you smoke? I was like, man, why is that your first question? She said it wasn't. Where does the time go? While I was there, I got some blood drawn. The results came back. My doctor told me my estrogen level's way lower than other ladies my same age. I was like, what a surprise! Ooh, the other girls are gonna be jealous! And then I ran through the wall. I'm not very strong. I wish I was, because I think it'd be really cool to start an all-female moving company. Yeah, I'd call it, can you help me with this? It's just me luring men into box trucks. The real money's in ransom. I grew up in a small town in North Carolina called Flat Rock, North Carolina. That's right, that's our main export, yelling in public. Thank you. It's very redneck there, it's very religious. There's only like two things you can do. You can go to Walmart, or you can go to hell. If you're wondering how Southern I am, I do believe in vaccines, but not recycling. I know a scam when I see one. You're not getting my cans. I need those for target practice. I recently moved to LA. I love watching the news out here because it's so fun to be scared. LA's wild. I saw a news story where there was a wildfire, and in the course of that, they found a barrel with a body in it. And they're like, is it a man? Is it a woman? They didn't know until the next day. And they're like, it's a man. I was like, holy shit. California's got reverse gender reveal parties. We're doing the forest fire. All right. I actually moved out here to achieve my dream of becoming a poverty influencer. Make some noise if you're poor. Come on. Thank you. It's important to own being poor. I'm poor, I own it, because it's the only thing I'll ever get to own. Being poor is a lot about compromise, I think. Like, I know I'll never have enough money to summer in Santa Barbara. So instead, I fall at the grocery store. It's lucrative. Went out to brunch recently with some gal pals for the first time in a year because I forgot that I hated them and relatable. We haven't changed at all. I just don't think I have anything in common with them because they all sit down, they order a stalk of asparagus to split or whatever, and they're all going around the table like, what's your goal weight? What's your goal weight? Katie, what's your goal weight? I was like, an eighth? Hell yeah, you guys get it. Quarter if it's payday. Whole ounce if I fall down at Whole Foods. It's a system. It's been hard living out here. The first week I moved out here, I got fired from my job. I know. Make some noise if you've ever had to fire somebody. Did you like it? No, because you're a good person. My boss loved it. I log into Zoom, she's already waiting for me, like, we're gonna have to let you go. We don't have the funds. I'm like, are you in a bathtub? I have a chihuahua. Yeah. She's terrible. It's the worst decision I've ever made. But you know what they say, God won't give you more than you can handle. But the animal shelter will give you any dog you want. Her name is Raisin, they named her there. Raisins are poisonous to dogs, so I know they loved her. And like, I don't want kids, I don't have a maternal bone in my body, I'd be a terrible father, but when I saw this dog on the shelter website, I turned into like a southern granny out of nowhere. I was like, I want that puppy. I need that puppy. And I went to go meet her. I had to talk to a bunch of adoption counselors. Each one was more intense than the last, till I got to the boss of the shelter, the Bowser, if you will. And she was the most intense woman I've ever met in my life. She was like, Raisin has a lot of likes and dislikes. Raisin hates direct eye contact, but she loves to bite kids. Me too, give me that puppy. I have to put little sweaters on her because she's cold year round, which makes her more irresistible to the children she wants to bite. It's a real nightmare. It's like taking the candy house for Hansel and Gretel on a walk. You know what I mean? Like, it looks real sweet on the outside, but inside there's a witch who would love to eat a baby. And I took her to the dog park recently, and I was in Atlanta, and I'm usually very careful, but this toddler just ran up on her, so I stopped him, and then the kid's mom got mad at me. She goes, you shouldn't dress her so cute if you don't want nobody to touch her. I was like, she's wearing a hoodie and no pants. Don't let your kid near anyone in this outfit. I love Raisin. The only thing I don't care about is if somebody misgenders her. She's so evil, it doesn't matter if she's a boy or a girl, you know? Like, she likes to do this cute little thing. She likes to scream bark at the men who work on our apartment building, and they've taken to calling her El Diablo. But I'd have to fully lose my grasp on reality to correct them. Like, uh-uh, it's La Diabla. Gracias. And I tell you that to tell you this, I recently got in trouble for that very reason. I was at a dog park again in Atlanta, and I saw this gorgeous golden retriever, which is honestly the dog I'm going to get when I have money. If you have a golden retriever, you get to say stuff like, this is Lula, she was $8,000 plus $10,000 to get those rocks out of her stomach. She's so hungry. And so I see this beautiful dog, and I say to its owner, oh my God, she's so pretty, what's her name? And its owner got so mad. They're like, he's a boy! He's a boy! I was like, sorry, sir. It's ma'am! I was like, I'm learning! And I would have liked that to have been the end of the conversation. But you know, if you've ever been to a dog park, the only way to get someone to stop talking to you is to die. And as I had not yet perished, they kept it going. They looked at Raisin like, what is she? I was like, she's a Christian! And we bit the shit out of that lady and her dog. Before I go, I'll tell you all this. I was at home recently, not a thought in my head, just the way I like it. And there is a knock on the door. And what I've been doing when that happens is I just open the door. I don't even look through that little hole anymore. It's a way for poor folks to have fun for free. Like, I can't take a vacation, but I can always take a risk. It's exciting. It's like, ooh, is it my Postmates? Is it my time? Ah! It was a door-to-door salesman from AT&T, so closer to the second. And y'all, I did not get one word out before this man said to me, the queen of the castle, I presume? I was like, how'd you get past the moat? I'm just kidding, I was too high to talk, but I had a lot I wanted to say, you know? I had a lot of questions, I just couldn't get them out. I was like, has he never spoken to a woman before? Does he not know this is an apartment? Like, why is he trying to m'lady me into a new cable provider? And then I thought of the best rebuttal. I was like, does he not know how queens work? Because I'm pretty sure they don't answer their own doors. Like, if we were all teleported to Buckingham Palace right now and we heard the doorbell ring, how many of us think we'd see Queen Charles sprinting by? Me friends are here. He's so excited, he's pushing over guards, but he gets tired halfway and he has to ride a sled of corgis the rest. So that's where I was mentally thinking about corgis, best butts on any dog, and yeah, it's true. I forgot this man was there. So to recap, he said his dumb thing and I said, for an ungodly amount of time. So he didn't know what to do. They hadn't trained him for old worst case scenario. So he just doubled down and repeated the same thing again. He was like, the queen of the castle, I presume? So I went, no, but I'll go get her for ya. I'll go get the missus. She's not gonna like this. Did you think I had land rights? You're bloody stupid. And y'all, that voice will get rid of any man. Try it out, you know? Go to a club, a concert, a bar, even the grocery store. Creeps are everywhere. And just wait for one of them to be like, hey, princess! Then you whip around, oi! Have you come to plow my barren fields? Tell me that doesn't work. All right, you guys are great. My name's Katie. Thank you.